May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Twenty years ago, when my father knew he had only a short time to live, he began to give away some of his most treasured possessions to his three children. Small things that meant a lot to him. My gift was a silver St. Christopher pendant, which my mum had given him on the occasion of their ruby wedding. But it wasn't the actual gift that touched me, more the words he used as he handed it over. Now, Dad had always found it difficult to express his emotions, but on this occasion, he simply said, "I love you." And that's what still gives the gift a special significance. I've kept it safe, believing that somehow it carried his presence and his love. It was the last thing he touched and represented my love connection to him. At a deeper level, I think that treasuring that pendant reveals my desire to be connected, to be valued, to have and to know my place in life. We all want that, don't we? Regardless of how old we are or the circumstances of our lives, we want to know, who am I? What are the connections that will sustain my life? Where is my place in the world? I think those are the questions that Jesus is addressing as he speaks to his disciples in today's gospel reading. It's the evening of the Last Supper. Jesus is speaking final words, one last sermon, to his disciples. He's preparing them for life without his physical presence, foreshadowing what resurrected life, Easter life, is to be like. He offers some direct answers to those three questions. He tells them, "You are my friends." Abiding love, laying down life kind of love, is the connection that will sustain you. I am your place in the world. In the earlier part of the chapter, Jesus was explaining about the vine and the branches. "I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing." Many people try to be good, be honest, and do what's right. But Jesus says the only way to live a truly good life is to stay close to him, like a branch attached to the vine. Apart from him, our efforts are unfruitful. In today's reading, the fruit he's teaching about is that of love. We need to interpret the whole of the passage on vine and branches in terms of love. The lesson for today might be divided into two major sections. The first focusing on the abiding relationship of love that binds Father, Son, and disciples into one. And the second focusing on the empowering love of the Son by which he laid down his life for his friends. Thinking about the love which binds Father, Son, and disciples together reminded me of a passage from the novel The Shack by W.P. Young. You may remember that some of us studied this book in our home groups, and if you haven't read it, then I can highly recommend it. At one point, God, in the form of a large black lady named Papa, speaks to the main character, Mac, who has experienced a tragedy. She says, "What's important is this. If I were simply one God and only one person, then you would find yourself in this creation without something wonderful, without something essential even, love and relationship. All love and relationship is possible for you only because it already exists within me, within God myself. Love is not the limitation, love is the flying. I am love." So love is the fruit of the abiding relationship of the Father and the Son, just as it is of the Son and those who follow his words and obey his commands. Many people are searching for the answers to the big questions of life. We may have been distracted this past week by all the media frenzy about the election, but I think we'll always have that need to find out where we're going and where we belong in the whole scheme of things. I believe that our searching for those answers is ultimately our searching for Christ. That searching is always there, but it becomes more acute in times of change. The death of a loved one, the children growing up and moving out, a new job, retirement, a debilitating illness, the breakup of a relationship. In those moments, we want something to hold on to, something to encourage and reassure us, the equivalent of a St. Christopher pendant that will guide us on our journey through life. Sadness, fear, and desperation often cause us to grasp for mementos in one form or another, as if the person or situation that we've lost can somehow be recaptured. However, since my dad died, I realized that the pendant wasn't the thing that carried his presence. I was. I was the one who received his words, "I love you." My life, my actions, my very being somehow carried his presence and our shared love. The connection was, and always had been, within me and not a silver pendant. Knowing that we're loved and valued somehow releases us from the need to look inwards, enabling us instead to reach out in confidence to others. It seems to me that this was the lesson that Jesus was teaching his disciples and is teaching us today. Our lives embody the shared and mutual love of Christ and one another. We turn to Jesus, and then his love flows into us and through us to others. He commands us to love one another. This love isn't a feeling, an emotion. This is a decision which he enables us to make, a decision to approach others with that same warmth and understanding with which Jesus approaches us, no matter who they are or how much they may have hurt us. Our lives, our actions, our love carry and reveal the presence of divine love. Our connection to Jesus empowers us to adopt a benevolent and understanding approach, which just would not be possible in our own strength. Jesus doesn't give us something to remember him by. He says, "We are something. We are the gift. We are the connection." Remember what he says to the disciples in our reading this morning, and imagine him saying it to you now. "I love you with the same love that the Father loves me. You have what I have. I give to you the joy that my Father and I share. You are part of us. You are my joy, my life, my purpose. I want your joy to be full, complete, whole, and perfect. You are my friends, my peers, my equals. I have told you everything. Nothing is held back or kept secret. I chose you. I picked you. I wanted you. I appointed, ordained, commissioned, and sent you to bear fruit, to love others. I trust and believe you can do this." It's all about us in the best sense of those words. We are the love of Christ. Our connection to Jesus, our belief in his words, changes how we see ourselves, one another, the world, and the circumstances of our lives. That belief is what allows us to keep his commandment to love one another. When we know these things about ourselves, our only response is love. We can do nothing else. We're free to live and more fully become the love of Christ. Our joy comes from knowing that we have been chosen, called, and sent. We may still be seeking answers to those three big questions, but the challenge of our search is no longer to find the answers, but to believe and live them. So who are we? The love of Christ. What are the connections that will sustain our lives? The love of Christ. Where is my place in the world? The love of Christ. The abiding power of that love in and through us has the power to renew and transform us and the whole of creation. If we play our part in maintaining the love connection, then in, by, with, and through the love of Christ, to quote from Julian of Norwich, all shall be well, all shall be well, and every manner of thing shall be well. Amen.